If he only lies only of these three things, then we return madrinalei. But if the person lies in other things, then lay madrinalei, then we can't return with him. He's called a liar, and therefore we don't trust him that he says he recognizes this kli. Even though to recognize something is a good simon, we're afraid maybe he's lying. But says mazutra chasido ingvolei kosa de kaspa mirshpiza. Hey, mazutra chasido, he was once staying by an inn, and when he was there by the inn, somebody in the inn stole his silver becher. Somebody stole it from him. Rashi says kli shel ishpiza haya. It was even the silver becher of the ishpiza. It was the host. It was the owner's silver becher that somebody stole it. Okay. Mazut was just it wasn't his becher. Mazut v'chasidu was by an inn, and the innkeeper told him that somebody in the inn here stole my silver becher. As igna v'lei cost of the castle mishpiza from the innkeeper, it was stolen his silver becher. So now Mazut saw chazio lehu bar beirav. He saw taka beirav. The mashti yod, he was washing his hands. The nogiv the gleam of the chavrei. He wiped his hands on his friend's shirt. He saw a young person doing this. Omas the Mazutra said, "Hi, no, I. This is the ganef. He for sure stole the silver becher. Why? Because he doesn't care about other people's money. If I see he's wiping his hands on somebody else's shirt, he doesn't care about his friend's shirt. He doesn't care about other people's money. So therefore, he's the one that stole it." And when Maisa was kafsuya, they tied him up. The yaida, and he admitted that he was the one that stole it. Yeah. Right. Tanya will learn like this. Moidi Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Shimon ben Elazar agrees. The kelim chadoshim, by new kelim, sheshav sanayin, that if the owner could really recognize it, he could recognize his kelim, his eye was satisfied with it, shechayev lahachris, then you have to return it. Kli and puri just means a new kli that you don't recognize it. But if you could recognize it, it also agrees you would return it to Talmud Chacham. V'yelu en kelim chadoshim shleshav sanayin. But these are called new kelim that you don't recognize it so much. And therefore, sheinachayev lahachris, you don't have to return them. These are called kli and puriyas. What? Kagoin bade machtin. Bundles of needles, bade machtin, tenuyas. That's the way what you weave with. You ask the common forish bade machtin shetodlem by machtin. Means like a bundle of needles that were hanging. Needles were hanging on it. So then the Rashi says maz logais kitanim shetodlem by zog. That you weave gold with these things. Umachruzais shakaduma. So a string of axes. So kol elir. These things are if they're new kalim, you don't use them, I say, that much, or you don't have a tfiyas ayin yet. Now, kol elu shom, all these that were said, emasai mutarim, when are you allowed to keep these? You find the kli and puriya. Like, when do we say there's no simon on it, that you're allowed to keep it? There's man shemotzen echad echad. You only found one at a time. Which is bad achas amachras echad. But avu motzem shnayim, so you found two and two of them, then chayav achas, then you have to return. Why? Rashi says, the minyan have a simon. Like, if the person lost two, so then two is a simon. So therefore, you have to return it, because the owner can give a simon how many he lost. Now the Gemara says, my body, what does body mean? Shuchi. Rashi says, shuchi means anofim shalilun, branches of the tree. Via my korole body, why is it called body? Dovu the toli be midi. It means something that you hang on, like on a branch, you hang something on, that's why it's called body. Bad korole, the Gemara says, that via my korole body, because dovu the toli be midi, bad korole. Something that you hang something on is called a bad. Ki yahu the hosn, like learnt over there, that echod. It was one leaf with one branch on it. So Rashi learned the sechta, it's got to be all about echod, the sechta sukkah, got to be arov, the arovis. Shenoshu mixed us all with a part of its leaves fell off. The nishtaru boy, shloy sholin, lachen, and three leaves are still there. Because the yarn afilu all echod, even one leaf is left over. Bebad echod shera, on one branch. That's called all echod, bebad echod. One leaf is left over, and one branch is also cost of the arovis. The kids said, these kelim here are called kli and puriya, the new ones. Leshos nayin, there's no simin. But if you found two together would be a simin. You have to return it because minyan is called a simin. Now the Gemara says, V'chein hoya Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer. Used to say another kiddush also. Not only about a kli and puriya, but another locha. That hamatzol min ari, if somebody saves something from a lion, or min adoy from a bear, or min anema from a panther, or min abadlis, or minzut shoyam, arose from the ocean that's overflowing and taking things away. Or mishlulisa shonor, or if the river bank is overflowing. So arel tamoitzi b'sarti yapalti yagadela. You find something in the big places that's rishus rabim. Sarti yapalti, those are the main meeting places. They're called the rishus rabim. Or the chol mokam shirabim mitsuyim sham. If you find an object in any big public place
that a lot of people are there. You should know the locker is Harei Elu Shaloi. You have a right to keep them. And he says, why? Mifnei Sha'abayle Mithyayishim Hen. Because since the person knew he lost it in the Makam Rabbim, so therefore, the owner for sure is Miyayish. And Rashi learns, the Komak Rabbim, the Afilu Dabba Sheshba Simen. Even though it's a Chayfus that has a Simen, still he holds the owner is Miyayish. Since he lost in a place, for Makam Sha'abim Mitsuyim Sham, the owner gives up hope right away of getting it back. This is Reb Shimon ben Elazar's halacha. Now, we have a lot of questions about this. Iboyli, you have a question like this. Ki kama Reb Shimon ben Elazar. When did he say this halacha? Bereiv Kananim. Maybe only you found in a public place where most people there are goyim. Therefore, a Jew that lost it, even though he has a simen, he'll think that most probably a goy will find it. And a goy won't return it. So therefore, he's miyayish. Avo bereiv Yisrael loy. But if you lose it in a place that most people are Jews there, maybe they're the only not miyayish. Because we're talking about now he has a simen. Shall he lost it in a public place, so what? Since most people are Jews, he'll have a right to say, most probably a Jew will find it and will turn it to me. That's a shiloh. Or Duma, maybe no. Afilu brev Yisrael nami yomar. Maybe no. Rav Shimon still said, even though you lost in a public place and most people are Jews, still the owner is miyayish. Right, now, imtim slaymah, if you want to tell me, imtim slaymah, that afilu brev Yisrael nami yomar, even though most people are Jews there, still, he says, you gotta keep it. And Taisa says, the time of Mishum Dikin should lay Mali Bishakvilo. Because the owner is still afraid. Since it was lost in a public place, even though most people are Jews there, but probably a lot of people that are not so nice. And they'll keep it for themselves. Therefore, the owner is still Miyayish. Maybe that's time of Mishum Minaloza. But still, we have a question. Pligi Rabbonin Olay, Oilay Polig. Do the Rabbonin argue on Mishum Minaloza to say that no, you have to return it, or they don't argue? Now, Vim Tim Slav, even if you want to tell me, Pligi, that the Rabbanan do argue and say you have to return it, where it has a simin, maybe only Barovi Yisrael Badi Pligi. If you want to tell me the Rabbanan argue, that's for sure they're going to argue in the case that they're Rovi Yisraelim there. For sure the owner is not Miyayish, because he thinks the Jew will find it and return it. He'll return it. But Barovi Kanan and Pligi, Olay Pligi, this is a suffix. What's going to be if you lose in a place that most people are going? To the Rabbanan argue and say still you have to return it, because maybe a Jew will find it, but here no, for sure the owner is Miyayish. Now, v'im tim tzloim, if you want to tell me, pligi afilu b'rayv kananim, yes, the Rabbanan argue in all cases. Even though it was lost in a place that rov goyim are there, still since it has a simen, the owner does not give up hope. He'll hope that maybe a Jew will find it and return it. Now, halacha k'moysoi, ayin halacha k'moysoi. Do we paskin like him or don't we paskin like him? And even if you want to tell me now there's machlekes sin, who do we paskin like? Do we paskin like Shimon HaLazar or not? In Tim Slam, Malacha Kamaisa, even if you want to tell me, do not want to Shimon HaLazar, Dafka Bereiv Kananim may be allowed to keep it. Ayafilu Bereiv Yisrael. So that's our Shaila. Our Shaila is, where exactly did Reb Shimon HaLazar say it? Maybe only by Bereiv Kananim, or no, even by Bereiv Yisrael. Then we have a suffix, do the Rabbanan argue on him? And if they argue, do they only argue Bereiv Kananim, or even by Bereiv Kananim, or even by Bereiv Yisrael? Or maybe only by Rav Yisrael, but not by Rav Kananim. And even if they argue in both, now we have a suffix, do we paskin like him in both or not? So Toshma, come and bring your proofs. Says Alochom, Hamoitzi, Moisabotik, and Isidabotim, and Joshua, Chomag, and Ramasim, Shamar, Elo, Shaloi, because they shabbat, and Messiah, Shemhem. So man, Shamar, the Yazab, Bosa, Ruber, Shem, and Elozo, Shamar, Minah, Philip, Rav Yisrael, Nami, he says you're allowed to keep it. Because the right, Botik, and Isidus, Jews are there. You see, since Rav, even though Rav are Jews, still you're allowed to keep it. So we're asking him for Zorim. They'll spread out. Even for Zorah, my year, Makkah, Rabbin, Sushim, Philip, Makkah, Rabbin, Sushim, the only Mitzvah, Makkah, Maskin, and both of us here, Kananim. Zorah, Shashim. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go with Eskimar again. Stop here. You have holding up Chof Dalad Omed Aleph. Again, halfway down, a little more than halfway down. Toshma. Toshma, come and bring your proof. And again, we're in the middle of Shiloh again that Rav Shimon ben Elazar said a Chiddush that if you find something, B'makom HaRabim, so it's an automatic year, you're allowed to keep it. So we had a few Sveikis. If he only said it, the Mokum Roiv Kananim, or did he even say the Mokum Roiv Yisrael, and then we had a doubt, do the Rabbanan argue? And if the Rabbanan argue, do they only argue for Roiv Yisraelim? Or no, maybe even they argue for Roiv Kananim. That was all the doubts we had. Yes, now the Gemara says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. It said, Alocha, Hamoitzi Mois, the Boti Kinesias, the Boti Midrashis. If you found money in a shul or a base of Medrash, or any place that a rabbim goes there, is a rei elu shaloi. You're allowed to keep it. You're allowed to keep the money. Why? Mifnei sha'abayla mitziyayish mihen. You have a right to say that for sure the owner was miyayish already. Since he lost it, b'makam a rabbim, he thinks for sure he'll never get it back. Now, man shamad lehu says, the Yozel Basaruba, that we go after Rav, now the Mokim Harabim, it's Mutter, it's Rav Shimon ben Elazar. So the Chura Shammat Minoif, and here there should be a proof that he says the Halacha, Afilu B'Rav Yisrael Nami. Like here, based on Medrash, based on Knesset, it's all Jews. Because even the Mokim, the Rav, is a Jew, still the owner gives up hope of getting it back. He feels the Mokim Harabim, it's lost already. Tomorrow says, maybe no. I'll tell you, Hokim and Mayaskin and Bimifuzorim. Here we're talking about the money was spread out. Because the money was spread out, there's no simin, so that's why the owner was miyayish. It has nothing to do with Reb Elazar, with Shimon Elazar. The Malkim where there's no simin, avad the owner's miyayish. Because the Gemara, even if we're talking about the money is spread out, my are you Malkim Sharabim Mitzuyim Shom, so why do we say he lost it? The Malkim Sharabim Mitzuyim Shom, afilu eino Rabim Mitzuyim Shom, even if the Rabim does not go by there. Afilu eino Rabim Mitzuyim Shom. Also there's yish, because he has no simonim. Samara says, Ella for sure El Lyolom Ari Lyolom Bitsrurin. We're talking about now that the money he lost was wrapped up in a bag that he has a simon. It was wrapped up the money. So really there's a simon on the money. If so, why do we say it's mutter? I'll tell you Bahokha Bamayaskina. No, we're talking about over here. Bibote Kinesios Shel Kananim. We're talking about a basic Knesset means of Goyim. That means Knesios just means a place where they gather together. The Goyim gather together there to have their meetings. So in the Goyish meeting place, if you lose money there for sure the owner is Miyayish. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Allah only said it by Rev Kananim. And Boti Midrashus Michael Mema, that's good by Kinesios. What about a Beis Medrash? A Beis Medrash means a place you learn. So Mara says, I'll pay like this. It means, Boti Midrashus Idan, the Yasvibu Kananim. True, it's talking about our Beis Medrash, but there are Goyim there. There are Goyim in our Beis Medrash. What are they doing there? So Rashi says, Shein chutzli yir, that the basic medrash used to be outside the city. Umashivim bo kananim lishma, we used to have goyim come there to watch it. So the kid is into the goyish watchman, that's why we say the owner is miyayish, because he thinks he'll take it and keep it. So Mara says, hash to the yas loch, he wants one answer like this, ha taya boti kinesias namadidan. It could be talking about our shuls, our boti kinesias. But it means the yas bo kananim, that the kananim, there's a shema there. So the kid said, that's why the owner is miyayish. So you don't have any proof. I mean, it could be Rav Shimon Elazar only said it by Roiv Kananim. And the reason why over here it's Mutter is because since there's a watchman, a Goyish watchman, the owner is Miyayish. Toshma, come and bring another proof. If somebody finds an Aveda, you find a lost object in the street. So it depends. In Roiv Yisrael, if most people living there are Jews, then you have to return it. In Roiv Kananim, if most people living around there are Goyim, ain't a chayav hakos, you don't have to return it. You don't have to be pronounce it. So man shamadle, who do we hear from? The Yoma that says, Azlina Bosaruba, that you go after the Sfar of Roiv, if somebody lost it, the Makam Arabin, we say the Yom is Miyayish. We have Shimon Elazar, he's the one that said it. If so, Shamat Mino, we should have a proof that Ki or Ki Kom, Rav Shimon Elazar. When did Shimon Elazar say, if a person loses it, he's Miyayish, only Roiv Kananim. Only in a place where rove people live in there are Goyim. So then the owner for sure thinks the Goy will find it, he gives up hope of getting it back. Abu Brav Yisraeli, but if the owner lost in a place that rove are Jews there, so then he's on the Yayish. He thinks, listen, a Jew will find it and he'll return it to me. So we have a proof. So Gemara says, Lo, there's no proof. It could be Rav Shimon lost himself, says even by Rav Yisraelim, you're allowed to keep it. But I tell you, here this Brice to Hamani Rabbonin. This Brice that goes according to the Rabbonin. So Gemara says, okay. If so, Tishut Mino will have a proof to something at least. That the Moidele Rabbon Moshe Ben Elazar Perev Kananim. Like we had that philosophic before. If the Rabbonin agree or argue totally on Moshe Ben Elazar. So here we'll have a proof that the Rabbonin at least agree to Moshe Ben Elazar by Rev Kananim. That's why you're allowed to keep it. Mer says no. Ela Liyoylam, I'll tell you, Liyoylam Moshe Ben Elazar. Could be this Bryce and goes according to Moshe Ben Elazar. You have no proof at all what the Rabbanim would hold. And still there's no proof even according to Shimon Elazar. Why? The Yafilu B'Rav Yisrael Nami. And it could be he himself, if Shimon Elazar said, even if we lose in a place of Rav Yisrael, also you're allowed to keep it. If so, how come here, by Rav Yisrael, you have to return it? V'yokav v'mayaskinon v'tomen. We're talking about that the object you found was not really lost. It was hidden. It was covered over. It's tomen. In other words, the owner left it there. Like Rashi says, the chibun the tomnu lava vedehi. Hilkav Rav Yisrael Yachris. Not something was really lost, the owner hid it there, and he's like, so that's why you have to return it. So I'm going to ask the question, if it's talking about something you find that's hidden there, It is so mayavitatekabei. What right do you have to come and take it? That we want to slug off, that can't be pshat in the braisa, so that you found something hidden. Because if you find something that's hidden, the halacha is, you're not supposed to touch it. For your tanan, we learned, motza kli biyashpa mechusa.